wanted to do, the planning committee asked us to talk about kind of the view from the trenches, what's going on in light of the cases that John and I have tried last year or in the last couple of years. And so we just kind of want to walk through the chronology of a case and give you our perspective on where lawyers make mistakes, things that are done just kind of out of habit or, in our perspective, bad habits where we see opportunities lost that people with just a little bit different focus might be able to improve how their case is postured for trial or actually tried. So the first kickoff point is trial mistakes that are made before you get to the courthouse, made in discovery. John, what are your thoughts?
I'll tell you, first of all, thank you for being here. You know, the mistake that I see most often in discovery is folks looking for institutional discovery when you don't need it. And, you know, my practice is largely, almost exclusively first party, but a lot of it is commercial and residential cases. And going in and spending time asking for institutional type requests to establish a bad faith case, in my opinion, tends to be a waste of time. I mean, you can get really bogged down going around asking for depositions, written discovery, related to, you know, how a company has treated, you know, a particular storm or a particular type of claim. And, you know, most courts won't give it to you, but I see lawyer after lawyer going and spinning their wheels on it. The other thing I see is, you know, lawyers, plaintiff's lawyers not pushing areas where the defendant has claimed a privilege. You know, I'll frequently get redacted documents and claims of privilege. And I got to tell you, it's more often than not that those documents are going to be good for you.